Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I would like to offer my website to you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's coming up on 16 years. Next month, it'll be 16 years old, that website. Of course, it doesn't look like it did 16 years ago. It's a lot different. So check it out. Use it to your advantage. Wear it out. If you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. Just keep using it and using it to your advantage. A lot of stuff there that you can find to read or to listen to or to watch. And multimedia coming out of your ears there. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Kopp. Ed is one of our top conflict resolution guys. He's one of our top partnership management experts. And he and his partner David Gates, who's another member of our brain trust, are the owners of BMC Associates. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. When we went to the break, you were telling us about Michael Eisner's, kind of a revelation that he had when somebody proposed that he be the co-CEO of an organization, and remind the audience what happened.
Well, this was Disney, which was a place that Eisner had dreamt of being able to run.
Right.
And a fellow named Frank Wells, he and Eisner were called in, and Wells had come up with the idea of bringing Eisner in, and they'd become co-CEOs. And when Eisner met with Wells and the others, he just said, "No way, Jose, I can't co-anything." And he thought the deal was done. And within a few seconds, Wells thought about it, and he said, "Okay, you're going to be CEO, and I'm going to be COO, but we're going to make this thing work together."
Chief Operating Officer, which, tell the audience, in case somebody might not know, what is the main difference in those two?
Well, number one and number two, to some extent, the CEO is responsible for the overall strategic.
The final decisions come from the CEO, right?
Yep, and COO makes it work day to day.
And supports the CEO, right?
Yep, and that's what happened in this case. Right.
Wells, it was Wells' idea, but he basically got his ego out of the way for the greater good, and subordinated to Eisner.
Right, and that's what Eisner learned from this experience, that to really work effectively with someone, to really be a partner, it didn't matter that much what your title was or what your reporting structure was, but if you could both get your egos out of the way, then you could really make the most of one another. And by the way, I should be clear about that. You've got to have ego. You're not going to run a large company without having a lot of self-confidence. But it can't be an exclusive ego where you're the only one who can feel good about himself or herself. And as Eisner had this experience, he discovered that, and these are things I've been discovering as I've been thinking about and working on this question of excellence in partnership, he discovered there were other capacities you had to have to be a superb partner. In addition to this controlled ego, he needed to have the ability to be astonished at other people's skills. To be able to sit back and say to yourself, or jump up and say to yourself, "Man, he knows, she knows how to do this better than I do."
Right.
And I just take pleasure in watching. Excuse me, Jim. I just take pleasure in watching this get done at Wells' hands or whomever else's.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, he discovered you have to be able to take pleasure in other people's accomplishments, be impressed by them, but really feel good to see your partner accomplishing things. So not always looking to see what... Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, this is what I call Blasingame's law of aggregation. And that is that by subordinating your own ego and your own success first to helping your employees find success in their assignments, all of that aggregates to you, the owner. So if you can just take the first step as Wells did and subordinate your own ego for a moment, let somebody else take a half a step ahead of you, keep them a half a step ahead of you. If you own the company, if you're the leader, all of their success will aggregate to you, and it's not a zero-sum game. The more they get, the more you get.
Absolutely, and that, yeah.
And that's excellence,
either,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. You can either swell up your ego or you can swell up your profits and your growth and all those sorts of things. So whether it's as a you made exactly the point I wanted to, Jim. It's not just in formal partnerships that this happens. It's any time you have two people working together. If each of them, but particularly the person who has the power, can step back and let the other people come out from under the shadow and grow, that's right. When you really get excellence.
And I'm going to say something else. I don't know Michael Eisner, but I know a little bit about him. I'm going to say he would say to you right now, after all the things you just said that he's learned, I'm going to say that he would say, well, I wouldn't have done anything differently. I still wouldn't have, even now, I would still answer the same way. I wouldn't be the co-CEO because that's not who I am. But I wouldn't have been, but today I won't be surprised by what Wells taught me. What do you think?
That's exactly right.
He didn't learn humility and all that. He just learned that he learned how to be a partner, I think is what happened. What do you think?
Right. In fact, I hear the music playing, so
I'm gonna let you wrap it up for us. Folks, this is really good stuff, and it can only come from somebody who lives with us, who works with us, who does this for a living. BMCAssociates.com is their website, by the way, Ed and David. Ed Kopf and I will be right back. K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. Tintail, right back with Ed. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.